A lot of people are making podcasts nowadays just to hear the sound of their own voice. They don't really have anything to say. And as far as I'm concerned, sounds like a good basic game plan to me, so I think I'll give it a shot. I'm actually making my podcast from my locksmithing van, which I felt the need to explain because otherwise you would probably assume from the background noise that I was making my own doomsday machine, which would allow me to take over the universe and force all female human beings to wear fishnet stockings and be totally subservient to me and my jovial sidekick, Scooter. But no, it's actually just me here in the van going to my next job, which is in Bolinas, which is approximately a long ways away from where I am now. I told the lady that for the price I'm going to charge her to come out there and change the locks, she could buy new locks and replace the plumbing in her house and maybe send a Biafran child to a trade school. But nope, she wanted me to come out, so here I come. I hope I make it out there. This van has got about almost 200,000 miles on it. The heater doesn't work. The air conditioning doesn't work. The headlights stay on all the time. I can't turn them off. It sounds like, here, listen for yourself. Gives a whole new meaning to the term death trap. The part that bothers me most is a little red light keeps coming on the dash that says, service your engine soon or notify your next of kin. And, of course, nothing like driving a van like this out on these Highway 1 windy roads that have 200-foot cliffs right under your right front tire, which in my case is bald. Of course, I'd probably only fall about 150 feet because I'd probably land on all the other locksmithing vans that tried to make their way out here. But it's a beautiful day out here on the Bolinas Lagoon, even though my back's bothering me a little bit. Been driving for 30 years, not for this one job, but over the course of my career. Last time I saw my doctor, he said, "Well, I saw the x-rays of your back." I said, "Yeah, what does it look like?" He goes, "Well, like an aerial view of a 35-car pileup on the freeway." He said, "The bad news is that we can't do anything for you." Says the good news is I'm sleeping with my receptionist. Okay, now I'm out on a hike. Here you can hear me walking. I do this in between jobs to keep my girlish figure. Okay, so how about a joke? There's a nice joke for you. Guy goes into a doctor's office. Doctor says, "Well, I got bad news and I got worse news." Guy goes, "Well, what's the bad news?" He goes, "Well, bad news is you have Alzheimer's." Guy goes, "Huh. Well, what's the worst news?" Doctor goes, "Well, the worst news is you got cancer." And the guy goes, "Huh. Well, I guess things could be worse. I could have Alzheimer's." All right, that falls under the stupid but funny category. Okay, here's another one for you. Guy goes into the doctor's office. He's a rabbi. No, he's not a rabbi. Just kidding. And so he... Okay. That's why they call me unstable. Okay, so guy goes into the doctor's office. He says, doctor says, "Hey, you know what? We're sorry about this, sir, but, we've mixed up your test, your wife's test, with some other lady, and we don't know if she has Alzheimer's or AIDS." The guy goes, "What? What am I supposed to do with that?" Doctor goes, "Well, I'm not sure, but, if I was you, I would drive your wife downtown, drop her off, and if she comes home, don't sleep with her." This is great, podcasting, I think, is the ultimate in media democracy. Anybody can do it, as proven right here, right now. But it's also great therapy, talking into this little Olympus digital voice recorder, a little tiny thing. It's good. Usually the only person I have to talk to is my imaginary evil twin brother, Zippy, who I do not get along with at all, by the way. Okay, I just listened to that last part, and I'm wondering, what's the next step down from unstable, I wonder? I may have to rename this whole podcast. A lot of people are probably wondering, where's the locksmithing stories in this unstable locksmith program podcast type thing? The answer to that is, as they say in Leviticus 12 and 3/4, in God's good time, my friend, all things cometh to those who waiteth. Of course, by the time it getteth there, you don't wanteth it anymore. But let he who is without sin cast the first locksmithing story. And I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Again, I'm just amazed at how the common person can get into media nowadays. I mean, you can do your own audio and video. My daughter came home from her video class in high school just this morning. Well, she didn't come home from class this morning. She came home last night. But this morning, she showed me that they had actually lent her a $3,000 video camera for her to do her little class project. And I thought, you know what? That is great. I wonder how much I can get for this thing at a pawn shop. No, just kidding. She actually wants me to help her with her video project. The only problem is that it's supposed to be a serious video project, and obviously I have issues with seriousness. The other problem being that the video is supposed to be about her and her life, and I prefer everything to be about me. She's in the media arts program at her high school, which is something I always wished I had done. But, I'm going to encourage her and maybe put as much undue pressure on her as I can. And then if she is successful, I'll bask in the glory of that and, you know, live vicariously through her. And, you know, I mean, until the anger and jealousy overcomes me and I drink myself into a stupor and become just a shell of a man. Okay, maybe one more little rant before we get to that, though. I have to say, people who talk on their cell phone while they're driving really drive me nuts. The other day, I'm driving down the freeway, and a lady on the cell phone cuts right in front of me, got a jam on my brakes, spills about half my beer, donuts all over the place, disconnects my microphone. Lady, pay attention to your driving. The thing that I find fascinating about podcasting is that I think for the listener, it offers the possibility that you could hear something that is really, really intimate and personal about the podcaster. I think there's something really exciting, sort of like a voyeuristic thrill of hearing people as they really are, what they really feel, past all of the phoniness and niceties. So I suppose in the spirit of broadcasting, I guess I owe you, the listener, a juicy tidbit about me. Okay, well, fair is fair. All right, here it is. All right, the intimate secret that I'm going to reveal to you is that I don't wear any underwear. There, I said it. It's out, and I'm not ashamed. Now, the reason for that are twofold. Number A, because they're gay. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay. A lot of my friends are gay. How do I know? They wear underwear. And most of them didn't even know they were gay till I told them. Okay. And number B, about why I don't wear underwear, is that it's not necessary. What's the point? You wear underwear to protect your outer clothes so they don't get dirty, so you don't have to wash them. But then you have to wash the underwear. I feel like I've just been intimate with about a dozen people. I feel like smoking 12 cigarettes and taking a dozen naps. Okay, well, that was my first podcast. Let's call it a wrap. I'm so professional, so I'm impressed with myself. Next time I will actually tell you some locksmithing stories. Some of them actually happened. No, I'm just kidding. They all happened. I may have embellished a little bit and taken some artistic license, but they all have a strong basis in truth. And tune in or plug on or, jack up or whatever they do next time, and I'll see you then.
I better get started.